boys from George Mason University.
It's a very mysterious story.
Join us, Slinky. There is a statue of Frank, his body covered with hideous moles, on the campus of George Mason University.
That's a big statue of Frank, and underneath it says, knowledge is good.
Three dumbfounded fraternity brothers are being terrorized by a luscious lady ghost who sneaks up on them while they're asleep and spanks their bottoms black and blue.
Ooh!
This may sound like a joke, but we've all had sore butts for more than a month now, says Jeff Conroy in Fairfax, Virginia. This girl is beautiful, but she hits hard. And we can't stop her because she's not really there.
Oh, no.
The scary part is we don't know why she's doing this to us or what she's going to do next. The spanking spook first sashayed onto the scene one night as unsuspecting Jeff and his George Mason University classmate, Brian Whitelock, and John Enger watched TV in their apartment. We were watching Cheers, and all of a sudden there was a beautiful blonde standing in front of the TV. Only it wasn't really a girl at all. It was the image of a girl. She was there about 5 seconds looking very somber, and she disappeared.
Scared.
Now I'm skinning past the start part where they're all really scared by her.
Frank, did you know anything about this when you were there?
No, this is a new development.
Now it says it happened to us 4 or 5 times, and we've all got the black and blue marks on our bottom to prove it.
You never heard anything about this?
This is apparently a shocking new development. These boys from the Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity have moved into a house. Yes, they're Sig Eps.
Oh my God!
They've just gotten their house off campus for the first
Sig Eps.
Time. Yeah. So that's why it's
so what? So
they may I'm have an honorary house, member of that fraternity.
The house they moved into may be
I
haunted.
I am a Sig Ep.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
I am a Sig Ep.
Hello, Jeff Conroy, please.
He's not here.
He's not there? Is this his mom?
This is mom.
This is Jeff's mom?
No.
No?
No.
Is this Jeff's girlfriend?
No.
There's
Can
a bunch
I help
of
you?
Hello, Jeff, please.
Yes.
Jeff, thought you weren't there, pal. Good morning. Hello, Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff, this is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio. How are you, sir?
Great, thanks.
Hey, Jeff, hello?
How many extensions do you have at the house, Jeff?
Jeff?
Jeff? Hello?
Hello, Jeff?
Oh, Jeff?
Frank, you better tell this guy you used to go
hello?
With us.
Jeff Conroy, George Mason University. This is WAVA Radio calling.
Come on, tell him you're Frank, King of George Mason.
This is Frank Murphy. I'm a GMU alum. Come on. Hello? I'm going to be the MC for homecoming next weekend. Help, please.
Sig up. Hey, brother. I'll try that time.
Well, maybe in his sleepy haze, he may have accidentally hung up, thinking
right.
that someone
let's,
else had picked
let's call
up the
back.
Line.
Of course, Frank, if he is a Sig up, you know, kind of...
Yeah, I found that when doing the research yesterday.
Yeah.
That all the Sig up guys were just so darn willing. Well, we've got the other number now for...
No, it's busy. Let's try another guy.
For Brian. I think it's Brian Whitelock also.
I knew a lot of those guys when I was going to school, and not the brightest fraternity in the world. just my own opinion. Just my own opinion. And I'm a member, so I can say that.
Hello?
Hello, Brian, please.
Hold on, please.
It's just pandemonium trying to track these guys down. They all got black and blue butts.
It's like calling Animal House, you know? I mean, all these fraternity boys just out of control.
Are you sure something's not going on here that we don't know about with these boys?
Well, I could tell you things, Don. I could tell you stories. I really could.
Well, they've got black and blue butts to prove it, whatever.
Yeah, we used to have quite a few parties in the old Sig Ep house.
Hello?
Did you ever spank a ghost?
No.
No.
No. We saw a few of them, though.
This is in today's edition of the Weekly World
Hello,
News.
Hello, Brian.
They just go up and get him. He's getting
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, good morning. This is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio. How are you, sir?
Tired, man.
Sorry, dude. Hey, listen, have you been spanked by any good ghosts recently?
Sure.
Now tell us about this. Is this are you jerking our chains here, or what happened?
I wouldn't jerk your chain.
Okay, tell us the tale.
The tale.
Tell us what happened.
Pretty much like it is. Sitting down, watching our idol Norm, of course.
Oh, you're watching Cheers. Cheers. Watching Cheers.
Sure. And this blonde ghost comes in, and
Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
No, I don't know, man. I guess it's one of my friend's old girlfriends or something. I don't know. And then she comes in.
Now, what, did you guys just make this up to get paid by this tabloid for this story?
As far as you know.
As far as you know.
Hey, way to go, Sig up. Hey, way to go, dude.
All right. Goodbye, kid.
All right.
Bye, Brian.
Bye,
Brian. Take it easy.
That's it. Enough said. Good for them.
Well, how about that?
Oh, boy. They just made it up to get the money.
Enterprising young man.
It's 7:42. But then that leads me to my next question. If they made it up, how did they get their bottoms so black and blue?
I could tell you a lot of stories about that fraternity, Don.
It's 18 minutes until 8 at WAVA.
Trust me, it was no problem at all.